because the enemy is ruthless and tenacious. He is like a roaring lion prowling, seeking who he can devour. If you're dealing with a lion and you get that lion out, the lion says, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Because it's my nature to hunt. You know, and that we're going to be dealing with the lion. We're going to be dealing with the wolves. We're going to be dealing with the demons until Jesus returns and binds them and puts them eventually in the lake of fire. Do you understand that? So I understand that I am a lamb among wolves. And the wolves are not leaving. I rebuke them. I say to them, you're not going to intimidate me, manipulate me, or control me. I'm not listening to your voice. I'm not listening to your thoughts. I'm not listening to your solicitations to evil. I'm not listening to anything. Get out in the name of Jesus. They will leave, but they will look for another opportunity. They will look for another way to come back. And then I have to be on my guard because I'm still a lamb among wolves. So I have to be what? As wise as a serpent. I have to recognize that's a wolf. That's a sin. That's a demonic thought. That's the lion trying to get me. Trying to get me to judge some people, criticize them. I'm not going back to church. I don't like these people. I don't like where they live. They don't have good teeth. You know, whatever it is. You know, I'm going to go to the church of the righteous hypocrites. I don't want to go to the church of the repentant hypocrites because they might confront me. Well, there you have a choice. It says, no, I need to be confronted. Hallelujah. Oh, what a prayer to pray. Oh, my God. You want to get out of the water and go into the deep water? You pray a prayer. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to be confronted. Ooh. Oh, that way the water just got really deep. The wave just went woo. Because we don't like that. Watch it. But when you learn how to righteously speak the truth and love to one another, and you learn how to righteously receive the love of God from one another, you're open to it because you recognize the confrontation is not to put you down, but to build you up.
Yes.
When it comes from brothers and sisters who you know, their intention is, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, where Paul is talking as leaders, and you can apply this to brothers and sisters as well. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we are working with you for your joy. I'm working with you to help you learn and change and grow. I'm working with you to help you say no to the wrong things and yes to the right things. I'm working with you to help you not give way to the lions and the wolves and the lies that obviously are influencing you because you're not full of joy. You're not full of faith. You're full of something else. I'm not saying what you're full of. You can fill in that blank. Hallelujah. You know, we get all these dynamics. Listen to me. If we're going to have a healthy church, one of the signs of a healthy church is we can speak the truth in love to one another.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we know that, and the only way someone can speak the truth in love to you is because you've made a choice that says, Lord, I want your truth. You understand something, that sometimes when the truth is spoken, it hurts. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said that the truth will set you free.
Amen.
But as you read the scriptures, you understand that also the truth will hurt you before it sets you free. Why is that? Because the Word of God is like a sharp two-edged sword. The Word of God is true. When somebody speaks something to you and it's really the Word of God and you feel it, that's an indication to you. The pain that you feel is an indication, listen to me, that it's really the Word of God. It's not putting you down. It's not accusing you. It's not condemning you. You hear what I'm saying to you? Because you know what the Scripture says. Nobody who is speaking the truth of the Word of God to you is accusing you or putting you down or negating you or pulling the rug out from under you. Then you know that it's the enemy, because you know what the Bible says, and you can like almost smell the demon. You can discern the accusation and the condemnation. That is never, never, never. The Word of God will never accuse you or condemn you. It will confront you and it will convict you, but it will never condemn you, because Jesus did not die to condemn us, but to do the exact opposite and set us free.
Amen.